It's our time to shine, Baba.
Ladies, let's give the gents their alone time. It's time for my gents.
That's right. Around this time on Wednesdays, we usually hear from our resident mental health activist for men. And all he does is talk to us as gents, address issues that we as gents experience on a daily, issues that we as gents are unable to verbalize in our normal daily. Kavi's there for us. Omez, take it away.
Good morning, Fresh FM family. Good morning to the Fresh Breakfast family. Good morning to Shaquan and NSK.
My man.
My favorite duo, the dynamic duo. Yeah, it is Wednesday. It is time for my gents, and that means K Goodness is on your radio. My gents is a time for us as brothers to just huddle up and talk and share our thoughts and share our feelings.
That's right.
And educate each other, if we may, in certain areas. And again, this week, I want to talk to my sisters again. I want to talk to the women in our lives again. And, you know, there are three things I want to list today again. And, you know, you look at these things and some of them, again, might get me into some hot water.
That's it.
But yeah, number one on today's list is when I am upset, when I am going through the most and so on, please, please, ladies, it is not always about you. It's not about you. Our lives did not solely revolve around you. So when I'm upset, it's not necessarily something that you did or that you didn't do. It may be a lot of other things.
Yeah.
As men, we do deal with a lot of other things. So please, 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 when I'm upset, when I'm going through the most, it's not about you. And most of the times, there's probably nothing you can do about it. So number two in this case is, why do we as men not share our troubles or our problems with you? Because by divine nature, by divine creation, by creation, by biological creation, and even the way we're raised to be problem solvers.
Mm.
And two, we're raised to provide and protect our women. So that means I cannot in my right mind burden you with my problems, because then I'm taking away, or I'm putting my primary role as a provider on you. And that's not how I'm raised. That's not how I'm created. So I can never want to put those problems on you, because also in the same vein, to a man, that makes me feel like I'm lacking in a certain area, like I'm lacking in the area of which is supposed to be my area of strength and expertise. So it's not about not trusting you with our problems. It's just that I cannot, as a man in my right state of mind and nature, be in a place where I put my problems on you, because that would be giving up my natural role, if I may.
Exactly, bro.
And number three in this case is that how do you show up for the men? Like, you know, we as men and women are created differently. Women want to talk about things. Men, we want to process things and find a solution. And as such, we don't feel like talking about anything. We mostly don't want to talk about anything. And how do you then show up for us in that? Most of the times we don't want to talk about it. So just be there. Show up. I spoke last week about how men love that physical touch, how that physical intimacy means everything to us. Mm. Right. I just need you to be in my presence. And just show me that you are there, and you will be there despite my struggles. A lot of the times women want to start talking about, so what's the problem? What's bothering you? Why are you like that? And that pushes me further into a corner, because it makes me feel inadequate, because it feels like you're questioning me. So just be there. Just, you know, be in my presence. Just, you know, hold me, hug me, remind me that I'm worth it. I said last week we love words of affirmation. We love that reminder of where we came from. So you know what? You can see I'm struggling. I don't need you to provide me with solutions. I just need you to reassure me that I can get through this. You know, remind me of my proven track record. Look at what you've done. Look at what you've brought. You know, look at how far you've come. Remind me of that, because in that moment I'm doubting everything about myself. So just be present. You don't have to say anything. Just be in my space. And yes, you know, every now and then everybody asks for some space. But just be present and remind me of where I'm going. It's always very difficult for us as men to come out and say, this is what I'm struggling with. These are my problems.
Yep.
And eventually we build a trust enough to know when we know you are going to stick around, when we know you're going to be there when we need it the most, we do get to a place where we're ready to say, listen, this is the problem I'm dealing with. This is how I intend to solve it. And even to the point that we might take some advice from you. That having being said, love, peace, and happiness. It's been K Goodness. Cheers.
Yeah, I know, man. Mr. K Goodness. Yeah, I know.
Can I comment?
Okay. Go ahead.
It's your day. It's fine. It's fine?
Was your comment going to be based on past trauma?
No. Not about past trauma or anything like that. It's just because he's saying, I don't need you to tell me and I don't want you to. Like, why do you guys like putting us to work? Like, why do things have to be so hard? Do you guys want support or not? Because the thing is, partner, I'm coming from this, right? If you guys are going through something and I'm offering you support the best way that I can, the best way that I know how, even in that moment, right? Like, am I the only one receiving it as if, like, because I'm not giving you what you need in that moment, you're going to shut it out? Does that make sense?
So, you see, from my understanding, right, is for us to have conversations of this nature. I guess that's what Kavi is saying. Kavi is but giving us, or giving you, as a woman, and fellow females and queens, a bit of a window in what goes on in our minds in that moment. So, I mean, if you are going to take it that way, Shaquan, it is going to cause problems with your partner. Trust me.
Luckily, I ain't got nobody.
You see. But as gents, trust me, we fully get it. But as a woman, you might not fully get it. Please talk to your man to explain to you. If you miss the full context of this conversation, please reach out to us right now on WhatsApp and we will send you the link to the conversation. And I hear the confusion that you are experiencing, Shaquan. It is confusing, you know. But maybe a second listen will do the trick. So reach out to us right now on WhatsApp and we'll send you that link. And then you have that conversation in your private with your significant other, or perhaps even with your girls in your WhatsApp groups or with your friend group. And then you take it there. On the other side, Shaquan will take us to the streets.
Finally. That's all there is. Mudgens, Thursdays at 8:50 a.m.